First, after Wisconsin's April primary election got national attention for being held during the height of concern over the COVID-19 pandemic, state officials have been debating the best way to prepare for the November election. A record number of Wisconsinites voted by mail in April, and a new high mark is expected in the fall. The latest development came yesterday when the state's Bipartisan Elections Commission voted unanimously to send absentee ballot applications to Wisconsin's registered voters. The commission voted in favor of the mailing late last month. Yesterday's decision locks it down. Sean Johnson is WPR's Capital Bureau Chief. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Rob.
Well, we've talked about this before, Sean. Who will and who won't get a ballot request as a result of this decision?
I would say for the most part, if you are a registered voter and you have not already requested an absentee ballot be sent to you for the remaining elections in 2020, then you're going to get one of these pieces of mail that tells you all about how you can get an absentee ballot and includes a form where you can request one through the mail if you want. There's also another smaller group of people, about 158,000 people, whose names were flagged by a multi-state government database as having potentially moved. These mailers will not be sent to those addresses, but everyone else is going to get one. So you're looking at 2.7 million registered voters in Wisconsin.
And an important point, just to hammer home what you said and not blur things here, these are ballot applications, not ballots, right?
Yeah. Very, very important point to drive home there, that this is not a ballot that's going to get sent in the mail to all of these people. They are request forms, applications. They give people the option to send the form back and get a ballot sent to them by mail for the November election specifically. But this is not the ballot itself. And in fact, the vast majority of people who receive these mailers are not expected to send them back.
Why is that? Just there might be people who plan to vote in person no matter what?
I think it's just a kind of the nature of a mail campaign. The staff at the Elections Commission is expecting like 1% of people who get these pieces of mail will actually take the time to mail back these forms and get their ballot that way. A lot of people who are going to get their absentee ballot forms are going to do it through the way they did it in April. They go to myvote.wi.gov and sign up electronically to get their ballots that way.
If I am going to get this thing in the mail, when am I going to get it?
Around September 1st, and that's supposed to be the way that it works for everybody. Normally, when the state has a mailing like this, they would kind of send it out as they get it printed because it's a massive mailing. The State Elections Commission said you're looking at like 3 semi-truck trailers full if you stacked up all these ballots together. But in an effort to try to have this thing distributed fairly and around the same time, what the state's going to do is they're going to print all these ballots, store them up, and then send them out around September 1st. And then people will have until late October to get them back to the state.
Talking to WPR Capital Bureau Chief Sean Johnson about the state's plan to send 2.7 million or so absentee ballot applications to many registered voters in the state. Now, the significance of this decision yesterday, Sean, we talked in the past when this Elections Commission made the decision, yeah, we're going to do this, but there was that one open-ended thing there where they all had to agree on the language. It sounded like back a month ago that might have been a stumbling block, was it ultimately?
Yeah, I mean, anything that the Elections Commission does on a unanimous vote that has any kind of a partisan inkling is pretty significant because it is split 3-3 between Republicans and Democrats. And a lot of the more contentious questions, you get 3-3 votes, meaning nothing happens. So there was always that possibility that that could happen with this proposal, which was produced by staff at the commission, but you've seen absentee balloting become more partisan elsewhere. I mean, President Trump has spoken out against it pretty extensively. He threatened to withhold federal funding to Michigan when Michigan sent out absentee ballot request forms to its voters. You did not see that really play out in that same way in Wisconsin, though. Republican members of the commission, a couple of them in particular, have issues with promoting absentee balloting. But you've also heard Republicans here say that look, if Democrats are going to do it, Republicans need to do it too. They're okay if people are going to get these mailings in, say, Madison and Milwaukee because of local mailings that are similar to what the state's doing. Republicans are on board with sending it to other parts of the state.
There was a last-ditch effort. One Republican lawmaker, Rick Gundrum of Slinger, wanted the commission to drop the plan. What case did he make?
The case that he made was that clerks in his district didn't ask for it, that they were concerned about the workload that they're going to have in the upcoming election as is. I think it's – you have to note, though, that the way that this plan is structured, the forms are going to be handled by – state workers, or at least temporary workers under the guidance of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, that they're going to handle the mailing, that that the mailings will come back to the state. It'll still be up to local clerks to verify that voters are who they, you know, say they are through the state's photo ID law, because you still have to produce a copy of a photo ID in order to vote by mail. But a lot of the rest of the process will be handed by somebody other than clerks. And clerks also are going to get millions of dollars spread throughout the state through a separate federal grant pool.
Let's talk about the motivation for this, Sean, going back to the April elections when a lot of people suddenly decided, hey, I'd rather vote by mail than going to polls in the midst of this pandemic. Is this all an effort to try to avoid that last minute bottleneck that we saw in a lot of ways?
Yeah, it's exactly that, because when you're looking at the November election, you know, we don't know what turnout's going to be, but history tells us it'll be about double what we had in the April election. You know, instead of 1.5 million people voting, you're going to have closer to 3 million people voting in a presidential election, which always draws more interest. And so if you're going to have that many people voting, and if the COVID-19 pandemic is still going on, which, you know, to the best of our knowledge, it will be. People are still going to be taking advantage of voting absentee. And so you could have just a huge surge in the November election of absentee balloting. So this is really an effort to kind of get ahead of that. And, you know, not only does the mailing give people a form to send back if they want to, it just informs them that it's an option. I think the state's trying to get people to think about this a little bit before the deadline, because in the last election, the April election, you just had this, you know, this real influx of late absentee ballots that came in that kind of overwhelmed clerks a bit, or at least stressed them, seemed to stress the postal system. Some of them didn't get delivered. And without a federal court ruling that delayed when these ballots could be returned, you would have had 79,000 ballots that did not get counted. So you had a bunch coming in at the last minute last time. If this is going to be a close election, watched nationally, with national significance, I think, you know, it's in everybody's best interest to not have all those ballots coming in at the very last minute.
Sean, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Thanks, Rob.
That's WPR Capital Bureau Chief Sean Johnson talking about the State Elections Commission. Find more at wisconsinvote.org.